Hey, what's up, everybody? Three, two, one.
New old dads, but we're really just two old dads. And we're really just two girl dads. Going through it together.
Oh, God, that sounds so much better in person. Oh, my God, it sounds so much better.
I agree. It's much more fun as well.
Yeah, we're having a blast tonight.
I'm following your lead a little bit better. It's kind of like we're in a two-man boy band.
Yeah, it just kind of speaks to the world that we're in when it comes to Zoom.
Yes.
How much less quality that you get outside when you're away from a person.
As opposed to being
in person.
I completely agree with that. As we speak, I completely agree with you. And what's even more, just to give you a visual, Joe and I are sitting on my patio, my porch, if you will. It's an enclosed porch. And we're sitting at what you consider a little outside table, right?
Yeah, a little cafe out here.
A cafe, yes. Thank you. And so when we talk, we're talking into one mic. And when he talks and I talk, we're about 5 inches away from each other. Our noses,
yeah.
Mine being an O'Donnell nose, is practically, you know,
and mine being a Melillo nose. Oh, my gosh. Forget it, bro. Forget it. Yeah, our two noses are the Melillo family nose, the O'Donnell family nose.
Oh, jeez.
And there's two of them grown in bellies in the other room.
I'm glad the nose came up. We'll come back to that. We'll circle back.
Okay, we'll circle back.
To the nose size. You been okay?
Yeah.
How's your week been?
Yeah. It's been tiring.
Tiring.
You know, we had the last couple of baseball games for the teams I was coaching, not to mention Devin had his last soccer and baseball playoff games.
Oh, yeah, which Angie and I came to one of the games this weekend. That was fun.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It really was. It was very, you know, just the purity of seeing little kids play sports makes me happy.
You mean the tears? Their tears, well, that they were crying?
They weren't tears. It was really fun to see their emotions, though, frankly. Because it brought me back to when I was playing ball on the kid, when I was a kid. And, you know, for every Chad Mahacek that I played with, there is a Chad Mahacek out in that field, right? Everybody, the personalities are kind of, you can kind of like pick out the different personalities and goes, oh, that was so-and-so when I was a kid. And a lot of it had to do with, you know, just kind of moping around and getting pissy about stuff.
Somebody's mad.
Somebody's mad.
They struck out.
I'm mad. I get mad.
And you try to tell them, like, guys, you don't understand. And this just takes time. But straight up, the best players in the world strike out 7 out of 10 times.
Yeah, right.
Or not strike out, but, you know.
So true.
At least 7 out of 10 times. You're going to hit 3 out of 10 times to be in the Hall of Fame. Yet they go up 10 at-bats in 3 games, and they struck out 3 times, and they're like, I'm like, come on, guys, stop.
Right. Yeah, it was, like I said, the purity of it. The purity of the emotion. There was no holding back of any of the emotions.
You didn't stop by my game, though.
Well, it was pretty hot, if you'll remember, and we were kind of like, should we run over there? And it was quite a walk, and we were like, nah, Andrew's hot.
It was one baseball field away, folks.
It was baseball field and a half,
listen,
at least.
Listen, Angie, least. Angie's the dictator. She's going to let you guys know what your plans are.
Yeah. So I followed my wife. Okay. I said, okay, babe. all right, babe. I can't believe I dropped the name of a guy I used to play ball with when I was a kid. But that's really what I did. I was sitting in the chair and I'd look at like the second baseman or the first baseman, and I would think back to who that person was when I was a youngster.
Yeah.
And I would try and find their personality anywhere on the field. And you pretty much could say, oh, yeah, that's the so-and-so personality. Anyway.
And from a managerial standpoint, I know the kids. It's funny because I know those kids too.
Sure.
From my perspective, you can't forget Ryan Williams or Joey Albertario or Michael Kalika. Yeah, those guys. We're dropping those names.
Those are
Brett Napoli.
Listen to those. I like it.
Yeah, they're all like
you
Italian.
Can tell where you're from.
Yeah, Joey Albertario. What's the a couple of the other ones? Paul Mastrantone.
Ooh, yeah. Yes.
Dude,
yes.
Those are all
nice.
Real like people.
Nice. Those are killer names.
And they're all probably dads right now. I don't know if Kalika's a dad. I know that Paul Mastrantone's a dad. But, you know, it's funny. Teddy Varga. who played team, but like all those guys, you know, you follow them on Facebook. It's funny. Sure. So they come reincarnate in these kids totally. That you're coaching. So you kind of have a bias towards who you liked, who you didn't.
Right.
And I just tried to do our best, and I know Devin did, and it was great that you guys showed up. So
we really appreciate
that.
It was really enjoyable, and Devin was super polite. He came up after the game. And was, thank you so much for coming to my game. And it was like, oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, he was behaving at one point. Well, anyway, guys, we're happy to be back for New Old Dads. Thanks for listening to us. I don't know what you're doing, Guy, but stop listening to us. I told you. Well, what are you doing?
Bro. Come on.
We told you last episode.
Grab some wood, bub.
Go somewhere else, dude. Go find
some wood.
But if you are listening and you do enjoy the podcast, then you already know who we are. We're Patrick and Joe, but I ain't going to say that again. Yeah.
It's all right. All right, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'd said the nose thing. Let's circle back to that. This last Saturday, it's Wednesday, right? Week 32 for us, week 29 for you, coming up on week 29, Saturday.
8 weeks, dude.
I know.
8 weeks she'll be here. She'll be in the house.
I know. I was just thinking of that when we were sitting there having dinner tonight. I have those moments of, oh my gosh. You know, there's certain things that come up that make me visualize that. And it's very exciting. At the same time, it's like, holy cow, I feel like I'm in a dream. I'm in a dream. And it's all good. So last Saturday, we went and had a 3D, 4D ultrasound. And that was worth it.
Because on the other episode, we talked about pricing and whether or not what you wanted. Did you get an upper package?
No, we ended up spending $150. And in my opinion, that's all you need to spend as far as what we got.
Tell them the real price.
It was
$150. $1,000.
$1,000. It was short of $1,000.
It was short of $1,000. That's great.
But I guarantee you we'll spend at least... Well, how about this? Between the wallpaper we hung up this last week and the fun ultrasound, it was unnecessary to have the 3D, 4D. It was more for, you know, us to get a shot of the baby's face. So coming back, between the wallpaper and this service, it was probably a G. It was probably a G. G. It was a grr.
Not to mention the printouts of it too. Didn't you want to?
Well, yeah. There's the whole plan for it, right? So you're right. We're between the wallpaper and it. We're right back to a grr. So on the photos, they're really it's amazing how if you can get a good shot of the face or a good, you know, yeah, a good shot of the face, it was amazing how lifelike it was. In our case. About all you could really see was the outline of the face because the umbilical cord was across her face in a couple different directions.
Oh my gosh.
But what you could see plain as day was the O'Donnell nose coming out from the and she goes, "She's got your nose."
Oh my God, immediately.
Yeah, totally. She called it. And as it only lasted for 20 minutes. And as we were looking more and more, you could see where it appears like there's kind of the point that she has on her nose, you know what I mean? But the width of mine. So
yeah, as he's doing that, he's holding his hand across his entire face.
So, but it was a trip. That was the only thing that we could really make out.
What did the doctor say about the umbilical cord? Anything about the umbilical cord being across the face? Is that a problem?
This wasn't a doctor. This is like a franchise, right? Or something like that. So
yeah, an external service.
This is the woman that either owned the business and she used to be a, what would you call it? What do you call it?
A nurse.
A nurse does ultrasounds? I didn't know if there was a special name for people that did ultrasounds.
Okay, one of those.
One of those. She was probably one of those and started her own business doing this, right? Which is a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I mean, there was two people waiting in the lobby when we were done on a Saturday afternoon. And so that was fun. And we FaceTimed my mother and my stepfather in for this. Just last second, I texted her my mom and said, hey, do you want to... And so she did. And she was ear to ear smiles from the minute she was on the screen to the minute that she hung up.
She saw the notes.
She was just, she would say things like, beautiful, you know.
What else? Go ahead. Keep going. Keep going. What else?
She would say things like "beautiful" and "she's gorgeous" and "we love her," and it was just fun, dude. I love it. That's what made it for me was that and got a couple laughs out of Angie while she was on the table, and so it was neat. I recommend it.
Great. Well, we really want to do it. We also want to do Ferdinand class, Lamaze class. So we got to work on doing that. It's been like an uneventful week other than just sports ended, Devin, and just kind of getting life back to normal. Funny story about an umbilical cord across a face of a baby is that my sister, Alexandra, came out of my mom with the umbilical cord. Her earlobe didn't grow properly because the umbilical cord was on her earlobe, and it actually grew around the umbilical cord.
Crazy.
And so when she came out, they took it off. They took her ear off a little bit, so she didn't. She was missing an earlobe for years, and my mom would obsess, as Joan does, obsess about possibly, you know, what is Alexandra going to do when she's older and she wants earrings? Should we get her plastic surgery? Alexandra's fine. Like, she wears earrings. It's fine. Yeah. But my mom would obsess about it. But that's the kind of stuff that could happen, you know, with the umbilical cord being right there.
I have a question. So when they brought your sister out, did they know that it was attached, or was it an accident
they just saw that it was growing around her ear or near, whether it grew and it, like, I don't think it ripped off, dude.
That's what I'm wondering.
You know what I mean? I think it just
not
didn't
that it
grow
really
there.
Matters, but I guess
I was more curious if they could see it somehow before they brought her out.
Maybe that's a question for Joan.
Okay.
Maybe we should have our moms
research it for us.
No, be a interview. For the podcast,
we should have our moms
on. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, it would.
All right, Joan, here you go. What do you think? All right, so we got a couple book chapters to go over. Let's do it. Let's give them what Adrian says. Yeah, I'm going to read mine this week. I do have the book at my house.
I know
so
you
it's
do.
Not like,
well,
it's not
I,
like I don't.
I think what one thing you mentioned with the reason that we went to me reading both, it was just better. You
yeah,
know,
dynamic
better
on Zoom.
Timing when we're Zoom, so it's totally different when you're here.
So 29 weeks for me.
Yep.
Oh my God, we're 1 week away from 30 weeks, folks. The baby is continuing to grow and gain weight, and at this point, they're probably 15 to 16 inches long and around 2.5 to 3 pounds. Yep, it's beginning to experience REM sleep during sleeping cycles, and because the baby is growing so quickly, it's beginning to get cramped in there, and instead of forceful kicks or punches, mom will probably begin to feel softer blows that are more like jabs and pokes instead. And the other wonderful surprises that might happen around this time is a dampening of the breasts. Mom's body is producing a prolactin, which can cause the release of colostrum from the nipples. Great. Interview a pediatrician. That's a good idea. We need to definitely do that. Find a pediatrician nearby in southern Indianapolis, where I'm at. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And then how about this? The baby started smiling and is the size of a butternut squash. The baby's bones are mineralizing, which is hardening, which I find super interesting. So they came out and they would have jelly bones.
Ooh, yeah, right.
Because my
green sticks.
Okay. Carrie's a friend of hers from high school had a baby at 26 weeks. Mm. So they wouldn't have hardened bones at that point. You know what I mean? Like, and then they survive in the NICU.
That's
like, it's incredible.
Nuts. Wow.
Man, babies are the coolest. Mm. baby's current weight is going to double, triple, and more over the next 3 months. Pff, obviously, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, that's an obvious.
I agree.
Her belly is rounder and larger. Her urination all the time. Yes, I have to say. And then her fundal height may be as much as 4 inches above the navel. Wow. Oh, also it says her grace and movement are out of sack.
I don't think we've used the word fundal.
Sink. Yeah, we haven't used fundal yet.
Will you define that?
Will you define what fundal is,
yeah,
Joe?
Yeah, I'll do that. But either way, it's a way to measure. And I think that's it. I mean, you know, help mama find the bathroom, it says. Carry backup clothing, bonding time. with enrolling in childhood classes. So, you know, like we talked about, what Patrick is always doing, which is the... Oh, shoot. The Lamaze class. Sorry, folks. Okay, so Fundle, we haven't talked about, but it's in your week as well this week. So yeah, that's why we want to bring it up.
Right.
So Fundle height is technically, it's a rule of thumb that it's the number of centimeters that is equal to the gestational age of the baby. Therefore, for a pregnancy at 34 weeks gestation, a Fundle measurement of 32 centimeters would suggest a small baby, as opposed to a Fundle measurement of 36 centimeters would be a big baby. Now, here's the deal. This is how you measure it. You take a tape measure from the pelvic bone of the woman, right, to the top of the navel? Yes. Oh, it's like a multitude. I can't tell you guys. If you're super interested, yeah, it's like the top of the round part of her belly. So it's hard. It's hard to tell.
That's Fundle. Yeah.
That's how I'm assuming.
Fundal.
Yeah.
Huh. There you go. All right. Week 32. Thank you for that, Joe. I appreciate it. This week, all of your baby's organs are completely developed. And the baby is continuing to gain fat like you and I from November through January. This year, being 2020, there's a different gaining fat period, and it's been since COVID started, March until now. I've put on 10 pounds, just for the record.
Yeah.
And a little sympathy weight, perhaps.
Kuvad,
as we talked about. And you were just about to say something.
Oh, yeah, just the same. I gained weight.
Yeah.
I can't stop it.
We can relate to you out there, one guy. You know, you probably put on a little weight.
What's his name?
Let's call him Doug. Hey, Doug.
Doug. No, we know a Doug.
We do know a Doug.
He owns Downtown Comics.
Okay, we can't go with Doug. You come up with it.
Hey, Doug. Listen, man. You can't.
This is.
Listen. You can't. You can't be listening to us.
My name is Doug, and I'm out of here. Baby weighs about 4 pounds and is the size of a
Melvin.
Spaghetti squash. Have you ever
Melvin.
Had spaghetti squash? Squash.
Yeah. I make it all the time.
Wonderful, wonderful substitute for noodles and sauce. It's really, spaghetti squash is awesome. And that's the size of my baby currently, Violet. Every organ is developed except the lungs. The baby is working on inhaling and exhaling amniotic fluid, and the baby's skin is finally opaque. One thing I learned at the dinner table tonight is that part of the reason that the baby's feces, when he or she comes out, is like black tar is because apparently the ingestion and digestion of amniotic fluid.
Yeah, yes? Babies are basically eating it.
There you go. And I guess there you have it. There's where the tar like texture.
Yeah, and Carrie then brought up and said, hey, well, you know, that's your diaper that you're going to have to change. Right. Meaning like, you know, she's going to be, no way am I changing a diaper for the first month.
Yep.
But I said, okay, that's fine. I'll take that. I'll take that over 9 months and labor and all the other crap that comes with it. Oh, no way.
Serious. Easy trade-off. The baby's skin is finally opaque. There is breast leakage and vaginal discharge. It's possible. I can confirm the latter. This morning, I was in bed, and Angie came out and told me that there was some vaginal discharge happening and asked me if I wanted to see. And I said no. I got up, walked out of the room, and said, no, I don't want to see vaginal discharge. Not that moment, maybe some other day, but not this morning, Joe. And another thing we learned at the dinner table tonight is that my wife's taste for either mustard, relish, or hot dogs, one of the three or the three together or two of the three together, it's like dirty old socks. That's what it tastes like. Yeah.
Now, some people would say that tastes like dirty old socks all the time, but it's weird because Angie likes mustard and relish.
And she was so adamant and thrown by it. She could just tell. She was just like aghast that she was tasting what she was tasting, right?
What a weird thing.
Okay, finalize the birth plan, obviously. The one thing having children will teach you is that nothing happens on time, Joe.
Or
and rarely, if ever, according to plan. So you are practiced by being my friend. You are practiced because I'm rarely on time and things rarely go as planned. So,
wait, that's coming. Since the beginning of this podcast, I think Patrick has learned that about himself a little bit more, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, nothing's on time.
Is it going?
No. Okay, no, it's not gone.
Now it's going.
But you know what I find really interesting, Patrick? Jeez, yeah, we're really kicking ass tonight. Getting back into... You know what I find really interesting?
What?
You know what I find super interesting?
What?
Is that you may plan for something, but it never comes out what you think it is. No battle plan survives first contact, Patrick.
Ooh, that's true. I like that. Yeah. No battle plan. There you are. There it is. That is the ending statement.
We'll make sure to say it again, but for this, we may be planning.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to survive first contact. No way.
I like it. That's really good. I'm stealing that. So there you are. Adrian Culp with his book. We're Pregnant, the First Time Dad's Pregnancy Handbook. Again, Adrian, thank you. And it's kind of fun to see where my bookmark is now, Joe. There's not many pages left.
You're reading the book.
Not many pages left.
I mean, amazing.
I know. And which means there's not many weeks left. And that
she's going to be here, bro. And then you're done. Forget it.
Forget it. You're it.
Yep. That's okay. That's okay. I'm ready.
What do you think about this week with gestational diabetes? Because I know we were supposed to talk about that.
Yeah. So aside from a ton of complaining, Angie's managed it. I mean, and I don't blame her, right? She'll walk around and go, thanks, Vi, because she's not eating. You know, she's gotten used to being able to eat what she wants to eat for the last however many months, right? And all of a sudden, boom, she can't. She can't control that. It's controlling her a little bit, right? And so she's probably said two or three times since finding out, you know, while eating something like, you know, socks that are old, mustard relish and hot dogs, she'll say, thanks, Vi. Thank you, Violet. Appreciate the gestational diabetes. And it's like, well, it's not really Violet. It's the placenta, right? Which is the one that's completely different. I mean, you could probably name that if you'd like, but we're not going to, not in this episode.
By the next episode, we will have an answer onto whether or not Carrie has gestational diabetes.
Ah.
So, because we took that test last week. So. Yes. Our diet could be changing very shortly as well.
Right.
I mean, we had cookies and pizza last night.
Oh,
not see. At the same time.
That'll change. If I hope she doesn't have to deal with that. And it's the pricking her, you know, her finger four times a day too. That's got to get pretty old, right?
Yeah, I don't know
lancing,
about that.
Lancing your finger four times a day,
stabbing yourself
Damn
all
it.
Day.
No, that's well.
No, I don't want
to
do.
There
that.
You go. To test her blood, of course.
This is awesome. Guys, we're glad we're back. I'm just checking on the time.
That was a planned pause.
Yeah, that was a planned pause.
For effect.
Anything else, Patrick? I think we're good for today.
I do. I think so. Yeah. Angie brought up a really good idea for a guest. So as soon as, matter of fact, remind me, as soon as we're done here, I'm going to text him to see if he can do next week.
Oh, yeah.
He's got one heck of a story about birth, being in the birthing room. And yeah. I'll let Jordan tell it.
Yeah, we should. Jordan, we'll ask Jordan. And then we have to interview, you think, our moms? Because she's
like
been
that
there.
Idea.
I think it'd be funny
it's a neat
for
idea.
A new old dad's podcast for the moms to
it's,
be here.
It's a really neat idea. I like that idea a lot.
Well, folks, we're glad you came by. Don't mind us.
Don't mind if you do mind.
Don't mind if you do mind, but we don't give a shit.
Don't mind if you do mind, Doug.
Yeah, Doug. Unbelievable.
Scram, Doug.
Get out of here, Doug. Next podcast. Press next. Doug.
God, geez.
Why are you listening, dude? We're not researchers. We're reading from a book and talking about our experience. I hope you like it.
You're a dick, Doug.
No.
I'm sorry.
He's nice. Press his play.
Listen, Doug, this is a one-way conversation, and I'm the one doing the talking.
Got it?
Get out of here. Beat it, scram. With that said, no plan survives first contact, folks. So you may plan for this shit. Like, you know, like, this book is actually, and this podcast is actually going to help you.
Wait until you get snotted.
You get tarred on. Tarred and feathered with the...
Tarred and feathered. Ooh.
Well, thanks, dude. I love doing it in person. This this podcast was sponsored by Old Fosters.
Old Fosters. Foresters.
Foresters. Yes. That's what I meant.
Yes. A bit of a knockoff this week. That's okay. It was all right. Was it not?
No, it was actually not bad.
Yeah.
Not it's whiskey sure. and Coke and all the good stuff.
And cherry stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry. I have a hard time leaning in. It's hard. It's hard for me.
I know. And then you hold your face like this.
I do. I kind of get nervous.
You got something else to say there, guy?
I'm checking one more time to see if there are any notes that I missed, and there
aren't. No, we're past that.
They're not. I thought I made another note about something else, but I was wrong.
Oh, got it. Yep. Okay. Well, take us out, Patrick. You got anything to say?
No, you said it. We've already discussed this.
I can't say it.
You
though.
Came up with. Okay, repeat it.
If you so please.
Please. Say it again. No, I forget. Say it again.
Try to remember.
No, I'm telling you right now, I forget.
No.
Battle plan.
Survives.
First contact. No battle plan survives first contact.
Nope, didn't. You missed it. I did. You slurred there.
No battle plan survives first contact.
Great. That was wonderful. All right, guys. We'll see you later. Patrick, love you, dude.
Let me just see you, buddy. Ooh, those are hot. Oof. Warmish.